Welcome back. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 2, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Shavuos. We know that there are certain elements that we've discussed thus far that even before the Shemitah year itself could be prohibited, and even after the Shemitah year can be prohibited as well. And we'll see today that there are actually differing opinions on when this might be the case, and we'll begin by discussing a case of figs, and specifically how we treat these figs both before the Shemitah year and after the Shemitah year, and those that are before the Shemitah year, but they might go into ripening on the Shemitah year, etc. So let's begin. Sachin es hapagim. So a person is allowed to smear oil on figs that are not ripe during the sixth year, so that they could go ahead and ripen quickly. Umenakvimosan, and so too, we can also make small holes in them to fill those holes with oil, which will help them become riper quicker. Ad Rosh Hashanah, we can do this until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. But pagi erev shavias, but unripe figs of the year that's right before the Shavuos year, in other words, in the sixth year, that they'll go into the Shemitah year unripe, so meaning they started growing in the sixth year, they're not going to ripen until the seventh year, and when you have figs that are not ripe during the Shemitah year, and they'll only ripen after during the eighth year, not in the seventh year. So in these situations, you cannot be mekel. So lo sachin velo menakvinosan, we can't put oil on them, and we can't make holes in them to put oil in them, even before or even after Shemitah. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda, remember, Rabbi Yehuda says, makom shenahagu lasuch, when they normally put oil, smear this oil on these figs in order to help them grow. So inon sachin mipnei havuda. So you can't go ahead and smear them with oil before Shemitah if they're not going to ripen until Shemitah, because it's considered like a real work of ripening, and it's normally done when you're growing your figs. But makom shenagu shelo lasach. But when you have a place that doesn't normally smear this oil on the figs to help them grow quicker, so sachin. So you can go ahead and smear them with oil during the sixth year, and seemingly in the eighth year as well, even if the figs won't ripen until Shemitah, because this work is not going to be normally done when you are growing figs. Then a third opinion comes and says, Rabbi Shimon Matir Ba'ilin. Rabbi Shimon says that one is allowed to do work on a tree during the year after the Shemitah, even if it's still full of figs that grew during the Shemitah year, because a person is allowed to work on trees once Shemitah is finished, even though the figs grew during Shemitah. According to Rabbi Shimon, that's just his halachic opinion. Now we move forward, and we know that there are the general prohibitions of the Shemitah year itself, and according to the Mishnah, there are many things prior to the Shemitah year, 30 days before, and in particular, that we like to accept the prohibition in a sense upon ourselves. But what about before that 30 days? So what is the halacha in that circumstance? You'll say, what do you mean? No, there shouldn't be anything in theory, but there is something, and that's because there are things that we could do within a 30-day span that shortly thereafter, not the day after perhaps, but maybe a few weeks, maybe 30 days after you know, whenever that is, that it could look like something's beginning to take root in an appropriate way. So therefore, says the Mishnah, that even things as far as more than 30, but less than 60 days beforehand, before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, could be prohibited. Says the Mishnah, in notin, you can't plant the tree, vein mavrichin, you can't, what's called like layering a tree, meaning you can't bend down a branch and stick it in the dirt, and then that'll become a tree, vein markivin, and you can't graft, meaning you can't take the branch from one tree and connect it to another tree, erev shavuos, you can't do this the year before Shemitah, pachos mishloshim yom, lifnei Rosh Hashanah, when there are less than 30 days left to, this is in between the lines you have to read, to the 30-day period before Rosh Hashanah. Meaning if there are less than 60 days left until Rosh Hashanah, you can't do this. If a tree would be planted or layered or grafted during this time, then it's going to go ahead and bond during this 30-day period before Rosh Hashanah, when we say you can't do any planting. But if you did do this, you planted, you layered, you grafted within these 60 days before Rosh Hashanah, so Yakor, you have to go ahead and uproot it. You can't keep it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol harkava she'ina koletes l'shlosha yamim shuv ina koletes. Anytime you have a graft that doesn't take hold within 3 days, so it's never going to take hold, because it never takes more than 3 days for a graft to take hold. Therefore, one is allowed to graft a tree if there are more than 33 days to Rosh Hashanah, because it's going to take hold before the 30-day period or before Rosh Hashanah. And then Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yishimon, remember Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yishimon say, L'shtei Shabbasos, any graft that doesn't take hold within 2 weeks will never take hold. So anything that is prohibited, one can't do any planting or laying or grafting in a tree that's less than 2 weeks before the 30-day period. But you could do these things 45 days before the Shemitah year. 45 is because you have 30 days plus 2 weeks and plus one more day, meaning the one day before. So it's a total of 45 days before Shana, you would be allowed to do whatever you want. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. Have a wonderful day.